Irish writer Colm Tobin grew up in a Catholic household, went to Mass, listened to the choir. He also grew up gay and moved away from church orthodoxy, but he never quite moved away from Christian iconography, which is why the story of Mary, Mother of Christ, always intrigued him. Colm Tobin.
We said the rosary every night at home. At the end of the rosary, we said the Hail Holy Queen, which included the lines, "To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears." People prayed to Mary in a way they would not pray to God the Father, or indeed to Jesus, because Mary had been mortal. She had been a grieving woman. She had known loss, and now she was Queen of Heaven, so that she might understand your pain.
His play Testament, currently running at ACT's Geary Theater in San Francisco, powerfully imagines Mary as an older woman looking back on her son's life. ACT Artistic Director and Director of this production, Carrie Perloff.
This is a play about a mother whose son has become, shall we say, in her view, a jihadist in some way, a terrorist. It's not religious, nor is it blasphemous. It's about a character, a mother whose son is killed in the most horrifying way, and 20 years later she is trying to understand what happened to him. Why did that happen? Why did people believe he was the Son of God? What does it mean to believe someone's the Son of God? Where does that put her as the mother? And why is she being told to tell a story in a way that she knows didn't happen? Because the Gospels are being written and she's supposed to be part of it.
The voice she has is a heightened voice. It's not just an ordinary woman talking. It's someone urgently speaking in snatched time, and she may not speak again, and she has a particular eloquence that is oddly iconic, even though she isn't aware of that.
Colm Tobin may be Irish, but the origins of Testament began hundreds of miles south of Ireland.
I was in Venice, and I saw a painting by Tintoretto of the crucifixion. The cross is in the middle, but all around are people with horses, people eating, people talking, people doing other things on that day. What it was saying was, on the day of the crucifixion, people just didn't know what this great day was going to mean for Christians in the future. People had other things on their mind, and I thought, oh, that's a really interesting idea. If you could use that in the play, the idea that for Mary, what's happened is human. She's lost her son. She saw her son being crucified. These large questions about redemption and saving the world, they're too large for her. And what she saw were nails, thorns, blood, and she remembers that. So it was just the distance between often the idealized image and what it might have been like for somebody who was fully human on the day.
In this one-woman play, performed brilliantly by Canadian actress Shauna McKenna, Mary is speaking directly to the audience. But she's not merely explaining what's happening. She's serving as a witness, a counterforce to the story that the world will soon know. Testament is short, 80 minutes without intermission, and it requires a great deal of concentration and focus. This is not an easy play. But it speaks to how religion emerges from reality, and somehow that reality is changed by the religion. How fact and fiction can intermix to create myth, and what that says for anyone living in the real world. Testament not only conjures up powerful emotions, whether you've ever believed in the religion or not, but it sits in your mind long after the curtain comes down. Testament is currently playing at ACT's Geary Theater. For more information, you can go to their website, act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.